With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's military record has come under scrutiny since he was named as Vice President Harris's running mate on the Democratic presidential ticket. Republicans are questioning both Walz's characterization of his time in uniform and his departure from service. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network about one example of questionable statements made by Governor Walz.
He said he carried a weapon in combat. And I heard the quote from his lips a number of times, and so I can see how you can misconstrue that.
Walz served a total of 24 years in the Army National Guard before retiring in 2005. As he ramped up for a congressional bid in 2005, Walz's campaign in March issued a statement saying he still planned to run despite a possible mobilization of Minnesota National Guard soldiers to Iraq. Walz retired from service in May of that year. A mobilization order for his unit was issued in August 2005. A new poll says that most adults in the U.S. believe the upcoming presidential election is vital to the future of American democracy.
More than half of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say the 2024 election is extremely important or very important to democracy. About 40% of Republicans and independents believe that. Poll findings suggest that many Democrats continue to view former President Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. But the poll findings suggest that many Trump supporters believe that President Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy. The poll was conducted days after Biden dropped out of the race and Vice President Kamala Harris announced her campaign for the presidency. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. Two Democratic congresswomen and a congressman are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's attorney general wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates the First Amendment language forbidding government-established religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied to their best days since 2022 following an encouraging update on the job market. The S&P 500 jumped 2.3%, continuing the roller coaster ride for the market in recent days. Treasury yields also climbed to the bond market, a signal that investors are feeling less worried about the economy after a report showed that fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Big tech stocks rebounded. The Dow was up 683 points to finish at 39,446. The Nasdaq gained 464 to 16,660. The S&P 500 added 119 points to 5319. New York oil rose 96 cents to $76.19 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.